What's your mindset going into this game, given the type of season you guys have had and the fact that the Patriots basically still trying to play for a first-round bye?
Mindset hadn't changed from day one till today. We're going to be prepared to as well as we can be prepared, and we have been. We've had great work during the week. Guys have come in very focused, exactly what we want. We have been very productive in practices. It just has not carried over to the games for us. So, we've been very confident going on stepping on the field every Sunday, and because of the way we prepare, and that hasn't changed, and it won't change this week.
Any status update on Maurice Jones-Drew?
He's going to run today, and then I'll know more after that, but that's about the extent of it.
When you look at this season as a whole for you guys, do you pinpoint injuries as maybe the biggest reason, you know, the way things have gone they have?
Well, I mean, you can look at it that way. We have missed a number of guys, some of our key players for the entire year. But, you know, we haven't used it as a crutch by any means. Teams are going through that every year, and they have been. We really haven't put one together like we're capable of. We've seen signs of the ability we have to, in all three phases. We just have not put them all together, and that's been the frustrating thing. It's been for one reason or another. It's not just the injuries. We have not had a lot of luck go our way. The ball has not bounced our way a lot. We're going to try to make it. We've been trying to make it go our way the entire year. It just doesn't seem to go that way. But guys are playing hard, and that's giving their best effort, and they're playing. They're doing, especially the guys that are filling in for some of the injured players. They're doing the best they can. That's all we, as a staff, ask of these guys when they step on the field.
What was your reaction to the way the Patriots game against the 49ers Sunday night went? You know, 31-3, and then the fourth quarter comeback, and then the way that ended. What was your reaction to that game?
Not surprising. The Patriots have always had that no flinch mentality, you know, especially when you have Tom Brady back there, and you know, Bill Belichick. I mean, it's just that there's never a real panic because they're going to play 60 minutes every time they step on the field, regardless of the opponent and regardless of where. And so, it did not surprise me that came down to the way it did. You cannot let up at all if you have a lead like that.
And, you know, they had that comeback without Gronk, and he returned to practice late last week. Will you guys prepare for Gronkowski to play in this game?
Yes, we will.
And I guess, what did you see from the Patriots' offense without him? Did things change at all, and do you expect things to change when Gronkowski returns?
Well, he's obviously a threat we got to be aware of on all plays. You know, we got to be aware of everybody. You know, I had Wes in Miami with me, so I know everything about Wes, his capabilities and his toughness and everything about the guy. And that just puts more burden on us that they've got him coming back, and we got to prep for that, which we are gonna.
And then defensively, how do you see the acquisition of Aqib Talib and his presence in that secondary? How has he impacted the Patriots on the defensive side of the ball?
Oh, I think he's a good addition, very good addition. You know, they do a number of things, and you know, they got very good players doing them, and that's he just adds to the mix. That you got to be aware of who he's going to go against. And I think it's brought a little more, even more confidence if they needed it for that defense.
Will this be the toughest test for your team so far this season?
Overall, probably the best team we've played. I'd say yes. Looking at the complete roster in all three phases, I'd say yes.
Coach, just thinking back to your days with Wes in Miami, you know, what was your assessment of him as a player then? I know Wes has said that, you know, he's probably even exceeded his own expectations here in New England. I mean, did you envision him becoming the player that he is today?
I'm not as surprised that he is. And, you know, the 1 year I was a coordinator there in Miami, you know, we were lining up with Chris Chambers and Marty Booker outside, and Wes was our slot, and he was our leading receiver by a number of catches. And at the end of the year, when you're talking about Rankin players and how they affected your offense. He was right up there at the top with Ronnie Brown at the time for me. And so I knew his worth, and you know, he was just a very difficult guy to cover, but his work ethic and his toughness, I mean, that's the thing I like about him. I mean, he's as tough as nails, and I had some experience there for 8 years with Hines Ward, tough guy to cover, and another tough guy that's not afraid to throw his body around, and Wes is a lot like that.
Do you see much improvement since your time in Miami, or do you think maybe it's just as much about opportunities and the fact that the offensive system that he's playing in that maybe is a little bit different than where he was?
Yeah, it's definitely different. It's definitely different. Plus, I think he's got some personnel around him that allows mismatches to happen. And but the system is definitely different, and I think obviously the quarterback is.
Okay.
All right. Thanks,
Coach.